Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Missing the music again. I know, I have to send that to the guys. Anyway, my special guest tonight is our own Veronica Entwistle. Welcome, Veronica.
Hi, Dr. Valerie. How are you doing?
I am doing just fabulous. And how are you doing this great day?
I'm just wonderful, and I'm really glad to be on your show.
Well, you know, we always have so much fun.
Yeah.
And tonight will be no exception.
We're going to take callers tonight, aren't we?
I hope so, yeah. I put in the thing that, you know, callers are welcome. I don't know how many people are up this late. I know we have Dominic in England, and I'm not sure about the other regulars if they can manage this late. But we have Tommy, and
hey, this isn't that late, is it? It's not midnight.
No, it's not that late for us, but it is for everybody on the East Coast because they're about 3 hours ahead of us.
That's right. It's bedtime.
Yeah. So hopefully we will be able to still have some people call in. And so right away, before we get started, I want everybody to know that they are absolutely able to call in. And Veronica is an intuitive, medical intuitive and otherwise, and she would be happy to help you with whatever it is that you'd like some help with. And whatever I can do to help also, I will certainly do. So please do give us a call. And otherwise, you're going to
have to read each other, Valerie.
Well, that could be interesting.
That could be fun, yeah.
Yeah, so let me give out the call numbers first. Our toll-free call is 888-228-4494. That's the USA and Canada. And again, that's 888-228-4494. And the toll-free for the world is 877-489-6350. And again, that's worldwide, toll-free, 877-489-6350. And if those lines are busy, you can try direct, 530-776-5154. And again, that number is 530-776-5154. And before we get started, to get off into all this stuff, Veronica, I just wanted to mention to people that we are traveling up to your area, Washington, northern Washington, near the Canadian border. And so we will be doing some vortex energies there. We'll be there on the 11th and the 12th. So if you guys are listening in Canada and you're in the Vancouver area, please do drop me a line or drop Veronica a line and let us know that you'd like to attend that. We're doing the vortex gathering, which is an incredible, profound connection to higher consciousness. And things will change in your life when you do that. And then the following week, the 13th or 14th through the 19th, we'll be down in the Seattle area in Lynnwood, and we're going to do a two-hour free presentation, and that is going to be on the 14th. And then we're going to go to do some private sessions and things like that at that same place. And then on the 18th, which is Friday, we will then be doing the vortex gathering, as long as we have enough people interested. So we've got quite a few things that are going on. And
what is a private session? What is it you do in a private session?
Well, in a private session, we can do healings, or we can do, so many things. We can help people to really connect up and really be able to reach that portion of themselves that maybe they've had a difficult time with. You know, everybody talks about the highest self, but a lot of people don't know how to reach it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually fairly simple, you know, as long as you have that initial connection to where you can feel it. And that's what the vortex does. It really helps you to feel it. So we're going to be doing that. And we're going to be doing, whatever comes up at the time. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing some angelic light healing actions. And it's hard to describe, but basically it's a light activation. And so when we do that, that's a completely different thing than most people have experienced.
Is it activating your Merkaba, that sort of thing?
Yes, it's activating the Merkaba, but it's above that. The Merkaba is just kind of our human contact, you know?
Right.
I mean, it's it's contact to higher energies, but it's really basically our human contact. So this angelic light activation is actually higher than that. And the place that we're going to be, by the way, in Lynnwood, is Academy of the Spirit. And so we will be there for a full week doing our private sessions. And what we do with the private session is it can be whatever you need it to be. So if you need a healing, you know, we'll do hands-on healing with you. If you need, you know, just to have some private time in the vortex in order to connect more and to get your particular agenda done, then we can do that too, and I'll give you the secret words of how to make this stuff happen and all that kind of stuff. And we'll go in the vortex, and the vortex is an unobstructed field. So what it does is it removes all obstacles, and including the ones you put up for yourself, and it really moves you through things very quickly. So it's a very valuable experience. The more times you go into the beam, as we call it, then the quicker you can quantum leap. And we've seen some amazing things happen. So anyway, we'll be at the Academy of Spirit for the week of the 14th through the 19th of April. And then we're looking at booking a venue in Shelton, Washington, and then coming down through Portland, Sacramento, San Francisco, maybe Santa Barbara or San Luis Obispo, L.A., then San Diego, and then we're back home for a couple weeks. And then on the 17th, we're heading east after the 17th. 17th, we'll be in Scottsdale, Arizona at Vision Quest Bookstore, and we'll be doing a workshop there with how to create your own quantum physics tools. They're very simple, you know, and it's also meditative things so that you really understand how to connect in with these things and make them work. And then we will be in Texas, Houston, Texas on the 24th. We'll be attending a psychic fair and then also being there. And I'll tell you guys more details about that, you know, as we get closer to it, or you can drop me a line. And then, let's see, after that we'll be in Florida. And then we go on. So we have quite a schedule going on.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, we're really coming up.
Are you leaving a trail of activated land behind you?
Yes, we are.
Wonderful.
Yeah, what we do with this is we open up a vortex, and then when we leave, I basically get in contact with the beings that administer that vortex, which are Andromedans and a bunch of other beings, you know, higher consciousness beings. But basically what I say to them is close the vortex down as much as it needs to be for safety, or open it as much as it needs to be for what these people are doing in this space. And so you can have continued experiences with that vortex, or you could have none. It just depends on where you're at, and what's going to be safe for you, and what's in alignment with the path that you're pursuing. So we have a couple places where the vortex has actually opened up more since we left, or has been, you know, at that high level that we were at when we actually did the experience. And in others, it has closed down completely. So. I have no control over that. I just say do whatever has to be done that's correct.
Why do you think they closed down completely?
Well, I think that some groups are really not ready for that that intense of an energy flux, because it can move you through very quickly. And if you're not in the space, the egoic space, where you're really altruistic and really working for the good of the planet, then it could be too much energy and it can blow your circuits. And my concern is everybody's safe all the time and they're exactly where they're supposed to be. And so I'm not about to leave a space with too much energy that they couldn't handle, because it would be so detrimental and we might lose them to the light, you know, and that's not acceptable in my world. So the most acceptable thing then is that people progress in the manner that, and in the direction that is most appropriate for their path. So, If they're not at the state where they can hold the higher vibratory energy of whatever we achieve with the group, then the energy will automatically drop down and be much calmer for them, because this whole thing is very gentle. It's all about love. It's all about harmony and peace and really the connection with the highest consciousness of the universe and our place in that. And so it's not me that decides what has to be done. You know, I just kind of basically do what I'm told to do by the hierarchy, you know. Mm-hmm. So go to this place and do this, and I go, okay, fine. And I go do it, and then what I'm looking for is what's healthy. And so whatever it is that's going to work for the highest good of all concerned is what happens. And, you know, I make sure I check the area before I even open the vortex so we don't get anything bad in there. And, you know, we just don't deal with all the negative crap that happens in a lot of these little psychic gatherings and things. So it's a, you know, profound loving experience.
Well, it sounds really wonderful.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of fun.
I should give my email so that people who are over the border or in and around the Bellingham area will know how to get in touch with us.
Absolutely. Please do so.
Okay, my email is veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And where we would have it is located about a half an hour south of the Canadian border. So for those of you Canadians listening, it's not a long haul to come down and meet with Dr. Valerie and meet with a vortex and shift your life, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, as I tell everybody, the method to my madness is all about connection. It's all about increased connection to the grid of higher consciousness that's going to move us and this planet into that next dimension of love and light. And so this is really, it's a labor of love for me and everybody that's involved, you know, the people that put us up and you know, arrange these gatherings and things, and for us, because Madeline and I have both given up our businesses here in Sedona, and, you know, we're on the road, because God said, go do this, and we went, okay.
Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I really love it. I love making a deeper connection with the people. And that's the method to my madness about saying you have to put us up and feed us, because it's really all about that connection, not about anything but that. And in fact, we've tried to keep the price as low as we possibly can, you know, just to pay for our journey, you know, so that we can do this. And that's the whole reason, you know. Otherwise, we'd have to, I mean, if we were doing this as a business, we'd be charging people $500 a session. But we don't do that. You know, and the whole reason is because it is a labor of love, and it's whatever we can do to help in this critical time on our planet. You know, and other people are doing other things. You know, a couple of places that we're going to be presenting, I mean, they're doing things to help people to be elevated also in different ways, you know, videos and you know, writings and things like that. Everybody's got their own thing. We're all doing what we need to do. And so I'm very grateful to be a part of that. It's really wild. It's a lot of fun, and I love every place that we've been has been just really incredible. I love the people. I love that connection that we've made with them. And, you know, no matter where we were, no matter what went on, we still came away with this incredible connection that wasn't there before.
Hmm.
So that's
great.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to, you know, having much more of that going on. And, you know, you and I had started talking earlier today about talking about the ego.
Yes, I was just going to bring that up.
Mm-hmm. And so, and, you know, until somebody calls in and wants your help on any of their processes, could use some intuitive help on, we'll just chat about the ego. And, I've talked about it before, because one piece of this is, you know, people don't understand that there's a difference between your personality and your ego. And the ego has two portions. You know, the ego has the portion where you think you're better than everybody, and it has the portion when you think you're not enough. Both ego. And so many light workers are stuck with that portion where we think that we're not enough. And we get scared. And, you know, and then we think, oh, I'm really humble. It's like, no, you're not humble. You're stuck in ego because you really think that, you know, that you're not enough. The truth is every single one of us is more than enough. But we don't see it.
But what's the role of the ego? If we were to use the ego from the highest level, what would you recommend?
Well, the role of the ego itself, as far as I've known about it, is that the ego is really the autopilot for the body. You know, the ego came in to save us from doing stupid things like jumping off cliffs and killing ourselves, you know, and setting
but it
ourselves
has reverence. It has reverence for our journey.
Yeah. I mean, it has a purpose. You don't want to get rid of it, and I made that mistake. And I've talked about it a few times on this show where, you know, when I did my shamanic training, I had absolutely no fear of anything, anytime, any place. That's what shamanic training does for you. But what I didn't realize at that time was that the ego does have a proper place. And the place of the ego is really to keep your body functioning and to keep you safe and to tell you don't do that. Like, don't touch the hot stove. You know? It's not a good thing to do. And, you know, don't jump off the cliff without a safety net and things like that. Now, there are times when you do those things, shamanic training, But that's after you've conquered the ego problem. Because what happened is it was so difficult for us to be in the body. It's so painful and it's so hard that most of us spirits did not want to live in the body. And the ego took over and thought that it was us. And the fact is it's not us. You know, it's a servant of us. And until you get to that point where you can really control the ego and put it in its proper place, you can't utilize it properly, and you prevent yourself from the higher aspirations. And you know, it acts as an effective block until you're ready, until you can, you know, put the ego where it's supposed to be as the loving servant, and you can love it for what it does for you. So, you know, you and I were talking about ego and fear, and about how so many of us have a really important message to put out there, and we're afraid to do it. And you know, my discovery about all that had to do more with what it does, you know, to the physical body, because I learned how to separate those things, and so I can sit back and go, whoa, where's that coming from, and recognize it's coming from the physical body that does not want to die.
And well, you know, so there's another aspect which Lazarus always talks about, which is we're all born with and die with what he calls the negative ego, that there's an aspect of our psyche, if you will, called the negative ego that wants to constantly judge, condemn, or, you know, not control us, put us down.
Yeah.
And he teaches a lot about turning and facing it and saying, I know what it is, I know, it's not true. So somebody says, you know who you are.
Okay, thank you. So we have a caller on line 3.
Great.
So welcome, caller.
Hi there, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who do we have?
This is Leanne in Louisiana. How you doing?
Hi, Leanne. How are you doing?
And well, it's Leanne. I was calling, if you can hear me, I was calling to get a medical intuitive reading, and I wanted to see if maybe there was anything I can do or any recommendations to help my body get more alignment of health and healing.
Okay, there you go.
Do you want to do it, Dr. Valerie?
No, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted, first of all, how old are you?
I'm 41.
Okay, and are you actually sick right now?
I hope not. I think I'm fine.
Okay.
But
I'm
always working to maybe reverse my age or... just be more in tune intuitively, and I just am looking to maybe have a better body, you know, a body that a lighter body.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe if there's anything that's not, you know, quite energetically perfect, I'd like to maybe, you know, work on getting that better as well. So.
I suppose perfect means that it includes some congestions here and there, doesn't it? Things get plugged up, things move along. You have a lot of kind of energy block at the base of your spine, slightly up into the sacrum, and I think that that's because you're coming through a big change, and in that big change, you get the congestion of past experience that's got to be transformed so you can release into kind of a future creativity. And this is going to sound really weird, but I keep picking up some kind of wart. Do you have wart?
Yes.
Oh, okay. There's something...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, it's something to do with my work, right?
No, I said wart.
Wait, say it again. Warp?
Warts, like little hard...
Oh, a wart.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't think I have any warts. I have some little bumps on my forehead. I don't think they're warts.
Well, it's really funny because I'm picking up something to do with warts and I'm laughing at myself going, maybe you won't say this, but I said it anyway, so we'll see what happens.
Okay.
But I would say to you that you're going to make some big changes in your life, and included in that are going to be some physical changes, which to me means you get a little bit vulnerable and then you get lighter and sort of calmer, but there's a little vulnerability coming up. I don't see it as a real sickness or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I see it as if it's at the sacrum area, very often it's about vulnerability, and you're going to move into a kind of a new way of being over the next year and a half or so. and you're going to feel it in that kind of just below the waist area. And it just seems like stretching, bending, yoga kinds of things, and also soaking in a bath maybe with apple cider vinegar is probably all you need to do. But they're saying when you get vulnerable, your stretcher will get vulnerable, and then it'll move on through. And the lightness will be much better by next year. You're not a heavy person as it is, you know.
You know what? That's a good question. I'm glad you said that. I've always been thin. I could eat whatever I wanted. And it seems like within the last 5 years, I'm slowly getting heavier, and I'm real upset that I'm about 30 pounds overweight, and I'm absolutely infuriated by it. And I'm in shock that I can't eat what I want and stay skinny. So it seems like the fat on my body is not, I feel like there's a blockage with the fat burning. Or there's something blocked. There's something that's not naturally occurring like it used to.
And I think that Dr. Valerie can talk about that, but there's a big metabolic shift that comes up at certain points of our life.
Uh-huh.
And I see you being better off having a little bit of weight. But I see a big change over the next year and a half. So what do you see, Dr. Valerie?
What I see is, I think she's striving a little bit too hard.
To be thin?
I did what?
You're striving too hard.
Right.
You are working on moving ahead too quickly.
Right. You're right.
Yeah.
I want it now.
Yeah, well, you know, I understand that. I'm the original want it now kid myself. But you know, your body can't keep up with that. And so what I think would be best for you in order to, because I know you're not going to stop striving. I know that
right.
You feel the urgency just like the rest of us do. So I'm going to tell you how to cheat and get through it, okay?
Okay.
Hey.
I'm good at that.
That's why people come to
see me. I did it through school. I barely made it through school.
Yeah. That's why people come to see me. I'm like, yeah, I know how to cheat. But do it in a healthy way. So,
right.
So here's what you do. In order to move along, to get your body to go along with what's happening with you spiritually,
mm-hmm.
so that you don't hurt yourself, is
mm-hmm.
that you must nourish the body. But it goes beyond just the food that you put in.
Mm-hmm.
It goes into giving yourself at least one day a week where you do nothing but take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. No matter how many people come up to you and say, oh, I really need this. Oh, and you're so good at this. Can't you just help me? Oh, please, and I'm just so desperate. You know, it's like if you weren't there, what would happen? Who would take care of these people? You know, who would take care of their little emergencies? There has to be a time when Leanne gets to do what she needs to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's take care of you, not anybody else. So if that means for you that you take a bubble bath, you have some nice music on, and you have candles, you sip a glass of champagne, then you do that. It means that you go out into the wilderness and nobody knows where you are, and you just take your time and you camp out overnight, then that's what you need. You know, or if it means that you go to the local Borders or any of the other ones, Barnes & Nobles, and you sit there and you read a book, your headphones on, do that. Do whatever it is that you have to do to nourish you, because if you don't do that, you're going to continue to evolve in this pattern of not really illness, but it's like discomfort. It can become illness if you don't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that I suggest you do is really work on cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that you do that is start with the intestine. You know that book, Death Begins in the Colon? You know, it really is.
Okay. Colon cleanse.
Yeah. Start with some colon cleansing, but what I like to do is put people on a rotating cleansing program. Start with a colon cleanse, and then maybe the next cleanse you do after a month is a gallbladder cleanse. Then the next month you do after a month you do a liver cleanse. And the next one you do, you know, maybe a kidney cleanse. You know, but you keep rotating through them, and you do it very gently. And you do something every day.
Knock them all out at once?
No, you don't want to knock
them. I'm kind of curious.
No, because that has the potential to kill you. So.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's too much, because when you start doing these cleanses, you're releasing toxins into the system. And so if you have too many toxins in your bloodstream, it can actually kill you. And that's what happens to people that go in the hospital. They do these water fasts, and the hospital, you know, they tell you it's safe to do it. It's not safe at all to do a complete water fast.
Really?
And especially, yeah, and especially in these times, you have to be really careful. So because we have all these toxins, and so there have been a number of deaths that have happened in hospitals. There's physician supervision. They've killed people with water fasts.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was going to do a hydrogen peroxide water fast. I have a friend that did it for 30 days. But I think
that's
he's a little bit more advanced in that
That's very dangerous. I'd be very careful with that.
But if you do
a master cleanse, have you heard of that? The master cleanse, the master cleanse.
I'm not real fond of that.
Okay. I
know a lot of my colleagues are really into
that.
A lot of my colleagues are into that, but I don't like it. I prefer something that's going to be gentler on your body and really nourish your body. And, you know, I mean, they think it's okay because they're giving you some maple sugar, but, you know, your body doesn't need sugar that way. And so I disagree with the master cleanse. I would rather see you do something that's very safe, like a juice fast or something like that. And I don't mean fruit juice. I mean vegetable juice.
Vegetable juice for like a couple of days.
Yeah. I mean, you can do any fast.
I can't even get past 24 hours. I have to eat something. I've tried.
I tried to start
all of them, but I can't. I just don't have the willpower.
It's not your willpower. It has nothing to do with your willpower right now. The problem is that we have a lot of demands upon our body right now. This is not the time to be undertaking something like that, especially in the cold weather. You know, when you can do it is during the summer. But right now we have so many energetic demands upon our body that this is not the time for people to be trying to do that kind of stuff unless they're very practiced at it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to be gentle with yourself. See, you're not gentle enough with yourself. You know, you have this tendency to beat yourself up and think you should do more than anybody else should. It's not true. You know, you're not any different than the rest of us. That's your ego telling you this. And what the ego does, now see, this is a perfect lead-in to what Veronica and I were talking about. The ego will make you think that you're less than you are or you're more than you are.
Right.
And this is ego just as surely as anything else is. You know, you have this tendency to blame yourself and to think that you're not as good, that you have to work harder, that maybe, you know, you don't need as much as other people because you've prepared this, that, and the other. And those are all egoic things that are untrue. What's really true about you is you're this incredible, beautiful being of light. And you deserve love. And most of all, you deserve to love yourself. And what I see with you is you need to be gentle with yourself. And what do you think about that, Veronica?
I think that's true. I think you're striving and look almost sinewy inside. But I do see also a big change that's going to come up over the next while that is going to release you from some of that. And I'm sure, Dr. Valerie, that a lot of it is a hormonal shift going on.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that?
Yeah, the hormones are really vitally important for us. And so part of the shift, whether you get through it well or not, depends on your hormone levels.
And
because,
also depends
on
whether you'll accept, what's going on. I feel like you're going to be very different in a while.
Different. Yeah, see, the thing is, when your hormone levels go kind of wacky, you know, there's only a short period of time that women are not completely insane. And I know the guys out there are cracking up about this right now, but it's true. And I mean, we tend to be crazy because of our hormones.
I'm pretty level, I'm telling you. I've learned a lot over the years. In my 30s, I was a big hormonal drama queen, and I learned. And I am calm.
Well, I think you're going to get softer inside over the next couple of years, much softer with yourself.
Right, I might be a little rough. I want to achieve more. I feel like I haven't done enough. It's just never enough. I don't know where I get that from. I think it might be my father or something. It's just not enough. I'm not there yet. You know, I'm that's the feeling I have.
I get that.
I'm irritated because I'm 41 and I'm not a millionaire. I mean, I'm like shocked. I didn't get what I wanted. You know, I'm shocked that I'm divorced. I didn't get what I wanted. That's what I'm going through.
Mm-hmm. It's a creative event.
Yeah, when you created that, you got exactly what you wanted.
I know, but I'm not. I understand that. I understand the law of attraction and universal. I study that. I teach it, believe it or not. But it's what I say. I put my finger on is. I guess I'm just still wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, yeah,
it's an aspect that you don't create. You don't seem to feel in your heart and soul that it's just simply a series of creations going on. When we want to get there yet, or we're not there yet. A lot of that is really, and I've had the same experience where we don't realize deep down that it's a creative series of events we're in. It's not an outcome. You know, and there's something in you that's going to gentle into that kind of thing over the next 2 years.
Yeah, and you know, the secret is really becoming gentle with yourself. You know, forgive yourself.
And that doesn't mean you're not going to create wildly.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be driven.
We all go through this. You know, every single light worker out there is through this. And it's not
I feel like I'm a light worker. I know I am.
Yeah, of course you are. You know,
I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
But is everyone a light worker? In a certain respect?
Not really. Because being a light worker means that you are really striving to pick it up. You're picking up the torch, basically, and you're carrying it. And not everybody's
before
ready to do that yet. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
we're all
right.
Yeah,
there's a lot of people who don't think like me. I find the people who think like me, working from home and networking and just through my spiritual endeavors, you know, that I know I'm on a different wavelength than actually the majority of the population. Because if I walk outside or even my family members, not too many of them are thinking like me. Do you know the feeling?
Let me ask. Yeah, I do. Let me ask Veronica a question here.
Mm-hmm.
Veronica, are you picking up something about minerals with her? I'm feeling she's lacking a mineral, and I'm not sure if it's iron or there's something there. I'm picking up a mineral thing.
Does it begin with S? Maybe something like selenium.
Yeah, selenium would make sense.
I just feel like there's something that's much more calming. But I wasn't actually looking at minerals. What I was thinking of, I'll just jump around a bit, is that what you're talking about, caller, is the authentication process, which seems to be really required for us to get into that sense of integrity about who we really are, to break through the collective trance, you know, and come up with the truth of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you different from other people, but it also means there's a challenge in a lot of them to get different as well. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's a lot of light coming through.
The only thing that I did that I probably shouldn't have done is I had my uterus removed, and that was because I just told them to take it out. I don't even think there was really a problem.
Oh my God.
I don't want any more kids, take it out. And I'm wondering if there might be some hormonal stuff that has caused me to be over a little, you know, start gaining weight. But a lot of people just say, Leanne, it's your age. Everybody goes through this. But I don't believe that.
It does tend to happen that way. But if they only took your uterus out, it's not the same thing as if they took out your ovaries.
Yeah, no, they kept the ovaries. They did take out, they just took out the uterus. So I thought maybe I had some hormonal imbalances. I don't go to the doctor. I just will not go to the doctor, and I haven't been in 5 years. I go to a naturopath, naturopathic physician, and they use the Scio machine, and then I've got another naturopath that does blood work. And so I take that route. I won't go to a medical doctor.
I know I have so, people come to see me and they say, I hate doctors. And I go, what did I do? And they go, oh, not you.
Are y'all a doctor? One of y'all a medical doctor?
Yeah, I'm a naturopathic medical physician. I mean,
okay,
naturopathic
well,
medical doctor is my designation. But, it's really funny. You know, because I'm licensed, you know, like a GP in the state of Arizona and in several other states. And, you know, and people look at me and go, I hate doctors. And I'm sitting there feeling bad going, what did I do?
I don't think you need
to. Well,
oh,
not you, you know, doctors. And I'm like, I am a doctor.
The
But
yeah.
I mean, you know, the medical doctor that do drugs
and
surgery.
The conventional guys, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just, and the reason I called, I saw that, yes, I was reading a little thing up here, free intuitive reading, and I love, I love all these intuitives. I'm not as intuitive. I know I'm intuitive, but I would love to be able to do what y'all do. I want to be tapped in, and I love it. I want to be able to see the other side. I want to be able to see the people that have passed over. I want to be able to communicate with them. I want to be able to do what the psychics do. I want to be able to read people a little bit better.
Hey, Neanne, do you do yoga?
I want in. Huh?
Do you yoga?
I have not done yoga.
It's a really good way to open your centers.
Really?
Yeah.
Been thinking about it. Colette Baron Reed, I don't know if y'all are familiar with her. She is the opening speaker for Sylvia Brown now, and she used to be my psychic. I hadn't been able to get a hold of her in a long time because she's getting too famous. But she had a video that she emailed me, her email list, right? And it was right in line with what y'all were talking before I called in on the ego and the lies that it tells you. You know, you're not good enough, you're too fat, all this stuff. And she sent me a little email that about her. She had a video on it called The Goblins. And she had a recommendation on how to handle the ego, the false ego.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to sit down and meditate and picture in your mind you're in this big stadium, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you're in a, not a stadium, you're in a, you know, a room with a stage in front of you, an auditorium,
mm-hmm.
and the goblins behind, and she calls it the goblin, the little goblin that talks to you and tells you you're too fat, you're not good enough, and put mm-hmm. the goblin behind the curtain, and you're sitting in the audience, and then she said, go ahead and let the little goblin come on out, and let the goblin talk all he wants, like he's on stage, and let him just say whatever the goblin's going to say. And then after the goblin says everything that it's going to say, go up to the goblin, go up on stage, and look at the goblin and see that the goblin is a tiny little clear guy, and it's your part of yourself. And to take the goblin and just look at the goblin and love the goblin and say, what is it the goblin, what is the goblin wanted all along? Love. And to just begin loving the goblin, which, because that goblin's a part of you. And she said it'll help you get rid of that. You'll see that false ego is actually a part of you, but it's actually separate from you. And that it's all it needs, all it wants is love. And if you can love that part of you and love that goblin, then things can start changing. And she said your intuition will start opening up. I don't know if that makes any sense, but it was one of her little videos, so I thought I'd share it.
Hello, we're back. I don't know what happened, but everything just kind of dropped. It must have been those damn goblins.
I guess we had a coffee break.
I don't know. That was really odd. I was sitting there going, hello, hello, am I still on?
Hello, we keep hearing all the technology's going to break down. Maybe that was it.
Yeah, I don't know. That was pretty weird. So, Leanne, I'm sorry about that, and I think we lost Leanne. And
apparently we have another caller.
Yeah, we do have another caller. So who do we have on the line?
Dr. Valerie, this is Carla from Chicago.
Hey, Carla, how are you?
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. What can we do for you tonight?
What I'd like is, could your guest speaker do a reading or intuitive thing on me?
Sure. Sure, I'd love to do that.
Your
Monica?
Yeah. What's your age?
I'm 50.
Okay, the only reason I ask age is it seems to just give it more energy. I'm not sure why. Okay, so you've got a little bit of a problem with your thyroid, do you?
Yeah, I think I do.
Yeah. I don't think it's terrible, but I sure want to get that dealt with. And my first thing is that you probably could get it dealt with chiropractic or something, because you just have a real rigidity around the way you hold your head and neck. And
okay.
It's pulling on the thyroid. And, of course, for all of us, whenever you have emotional suppressions or things that you go through, it's easy for the thyroid to drop. So,
okay.
I'm not sure I'm seeing yours in terrible shape. I'm just seeing a rigidity in the way the energy flows are going. I'm saying, boy, I'd watch that one really fast. I'd get into somebody to get my neck done.
Okay.
Do you feel a pressure in your neck?
Yes, I was in a car accident, and I have some challenges all the way up and down my spine.
Uh-huh.
And I am seeing a chiropractor as I'm going tomorrow.
Good. I'm really glad.
So I'll have him check that.
Yeah. Because you want your thyroid to be really as agile as possible, huh?
Yes.
I see. I see now I'm more clear about your spine. Hmm. So, are you making huge changes in your life?
Yes, I'm working on... right now I'm in the process of working on every area of my life. I've basically... wiped the slate clean with a lot of things. I've changed my peer group.
But there's a man still retreating, isn't there? There's a gentleman that seems to be backing up or seems to be not quite recovered from something to do with you. And big concern in him. Do you have an ex and he's looking after you in a way?
I'm still married, yeah.
Do you like that?
Sometimes, yes. Sometimes, no.
Well, he seems like he's really trying to look after you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And yet he feels like he's backing up a little bit because there's something between you that is not going, it's not that cozy. And nobody seems to know how to behave. That's how it looks to me.
Okay.
And there's a part of you that wants to unfold and move forward, and you're really not sure either. I think I'd want you to look after your body for a while first before you make any big decisions on that. It's like you were broken up in order to recreate a whole new world, weren't you?
Yeah, I basically had to start from scratch with every area of my life. To be honest with you, I'm really a hermit right now.
Changed. Carla, it's all going to change, and it's going to become really interesting. It's like you go forward and turn right, and your whole life is going to change. And there's a whole lot of light ahead of you, like you're moving into the light, into some kind of healing, teaching mode. But it's going to be a while before you get there.
Okay.
How does that sound?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess one of my main concerns is I would love to be able to be really successful with what I'm working on right now. And if I was, what I'm looking at, if I was doing a, I don't know if you call it a job, but it's a way of, you know, making money for me. And then I can.
What is it?
I'm in the process of learning how to trade Forex currencies.
And, well, it's funny because you might do okay with that, and we can ask Dr. Valerie about that. But I'll tell you what, as I see you stepping into a whole different career in a couple of years, and it's very much a healing kind of thing. It's got lots of light, lots of impact on people, and that looks more long-term than the one you're doing right now. You might do all right in it. Ask Dr. Valerie about that.
You know, what I see, Carla, is as soon as you can forgive yourself for the areas that you feel that you failed in and kind of shrug off all the blame that you put on yourself, that you will start to move ahead very quickly. So what I see as your major task right now is do the physical things that you have to do, including taking care of your spine and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But I also see really needing to work on forgiving yourself and maybe spending a little bit of time more sequestered, you know, more by yourself, more introspective, and helping yourself heal. Because right now it feels like you're this delicate little flower that just got trampled.
Okay.
Any of that makes
sense? Yeah, I basically felt like I got the crap knocked out of me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you kind of did, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And see, now you're coming through it. And see, it had to happen, though, Carla, because it's all part of your evolution. And in order for you to move forward, you had to get rid of the spot that you were in before. And so this is just a little transition phase, and where you're going to end up is much better. But in the meantime, it still hurts, and it's still difficult, and you feel kind of like you're running around in circles.
Mm-hmm.
In order to stop that, what you have to do is just stop dead in your tracks and look up. And start noticing the things that are away from where you are right now.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
It's a little weird. I can hear a lot of echo.
I can.
So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that, but we've had that problem last week, too. So I think if you could just look up and take your focus away from all the little things that are causing a problem and just forget that for a minute, okay? And just look forward and really just concentrate on healing yourself. And when you do that and take better care of yourself, then you're going to see that things really change. You have to drop the old stuff. You know, it's time to move on.
Okay.
Or it's
and you'll be happy. You know, you'll be happy that you did.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It's an initiation period.
Yeah. You see, right now, part of your unhappiness is that you haven't been being you. And, you know, you is pretty wonderful, so you need to really pay more attention to the reality of who you are.
Okay.
Okay.
That might include some crying and stuff, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Deep emotional things going on. And that's the stuff that transforms into wisdom and who we are and lets the soul free and all of that. And you have some support around you, even though you're kind of walking out of a kind of pool of being.
So I do have support around me?
Yeah, there's some support there. Might not be really close yet, but you're not going to be, like, totally isolated and dropped off the flat earth or anything, you know. It looks like gently and slowly you incorporate some other people into your world. But it has to be very slow, and it's all about, really, this is a time to be self-absorbed, that word that people don't like. I say, yeah, we got to be that sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, lots of clearing, lots of crying, writing, releasing, working on yourself.
And really getting to know yourself.
Yeah. I would love to remind people you're the only one in the universe that's you, so.
Yeah.
Time to get to know who it is, you know?
Yeah, but really the rest of us don't exist anyway. All about me. Mm-hmm.
It's great.
And, you know, when you start to get to that phase, Paula, you know, when you start to go deep within, and you start to recognize how beautiful you really are, then things will change dramatically for you. Right now it seems hard because you've had so much you've had to deal with in such a short time.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I've been there, done that myself, and there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train. Okay?
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a little bit difficult sometimes, but it's all part of your growth process.
Okay.
That's your rebirth.
Yeah.
And that's exciting. And it hurts, but it's exciting, you know. It'll be wonderful in a while. I don't know how long a while is, but, you know.
Yeah, it's hard to say, you know. But, you know, just hang in there. And basically, like the same advice, you know, from Leanne. You know, you just basically have to be gentle with yourself and really sit down and ask, what is it that I need? You know, quit trying to please everybody else. The only one you really need to please is you.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we don't even know what it is we love and want, actually. You kind of got to explore.
Yeah, and exploring is fine. You know, like people used to ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. I said, I have no idea. I'll let you know if I ever get there.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I missed that. It was kind of muffled. Hello?
Hello?
She didn't hear you.
Yeah, the phone got really weird there for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, well, here we are at the end of the hour.
Yeah, well, that was wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Valerie.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on, Veronica. I always love it when you're on, and I know the listeners love it. And Carla, thank you for calling in, and Leanne, thank you.
Fun.
And, yeah, we'll have to do this again.
We will. Many blessings.
Yeah. Many blessings to you, too. And listeners, you know we love you. You know, and you can catch Veronica's show, and Veronica's also on Tuesdays, and your show's at 5, is it?
4 and 5. I had two shows.
Oh, good for you.
One is
so
a 4 call
o'clock and 5 o'clock. And I know one of them's called Paradigm Shifters. What's the name of the other one?
Radiance by Design.
Oh, beautiful.
It's all about energy. It's just it's a call-in show, very like this, and then Paradigm Shifters is an interview show. So it's just...
And how can people get a hold of you if you state that?
Veronica here? At... Veronica Entwistle, ENTWISTLE. And I have a website, which is www.veronicaentwistle.com. All the same name.
Excellent. Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you, everybody, for listening. You know that
thank
we love you.
You.
Mm-hmm. And until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are.
Many blessings.